Okay, we ended yesterday when the Gemara said, "Hachinami b'afars nedarim hudiksev." Gemara said that the pasuk of Binurea beisavia refers to hafars nedarim. V'chiteim neilof minayin. The Gemara asks, maybe it refers to hafars nedarim, but neilof minayin, we should learn from there to Kedushin as well. We should learn from there to Kedushin as well from Afaras Nadar. The Gemara answers, Mamayna Misura Layafi. So the Pnei Yeshua asked, Pnei Yeshua had a problem. He says, Safku Kamoy de Kamoy. He says, they're already earlier that he asked it. I'm not sure who the earlier Mepharshim that he asked it are. But he says that they already asked that the Gemara L'chaira, the sequence of the Gemara is Shver. What's the sequence of the Gemara? First the Gemara says, we should learn after the new rabbi Savia. Kol Shvach new rabbi Savia. And then the Gemara answers, no, if so, we should learn Ma'asiyah Dar from there. So it can't be. So the Gemara says, must be talking about Paras Nadar. Now the Gemara says again, we should learn out from the Rabbi Savia. But the same problem we had before we said you can't learn from the Rabbi Savia, because if so, why does Rafuna Merav need a pasuk from Ma'asiyah Dera? That was the problem, why we couldn't say Kol Shvach Nu Elavia. Because if you're going to say that, then it's Shver, why does Rafuna Merav need a pasuk? That was the Gemara said. So now the Gemara says, okay, we'll learn Hafaras Nadar from here, and we'll learn Kol Shvach Nura Elavia from Hafaras Nadar. But then the same kasha comes back. If you're going to learn Kol Shvach Nura from Hafaras Nadar and Shver, why does Rav Huna Amar Rav need a pasuk from Ma'aseh Bas La'av? What does he need a pasuk for? Learn that from Hafaras Nadar. Just like you're learning out Kedusha from Hafaras Nadar, so learn out Ma'aseh Adav from Hafaras Nadar. Really, the Gemara's kasha 2 minutes ago, and now the Gemara again neilof minei. Chayre, it doesn't make sense. Neilof minei. We just said you can't learn from that pasuk, because if so, why do you need a pasuk from Ma'aseh Adav? Now the Gemara says again, neilof minei. Let's learn from that pasuk. The same reason you couldn't learn from that pasuk before, we can learn from the pasuk now. What changed? Just because it's stuck in the words Hafaras Nadarim, it changes anything? Why should that change anything? This is the Pnei Yeshua's kasha. So Pnei Yeshua answers, I hope I am saying it correctly, I wasn't 100% sure what it means, but this is the way I understood the Pnei Yeshua. And if you look at it later and you understand it differently, maybe the way I understand Pnei Yeshua is saying like this. What's the din by Hafaras Nadarim by a Naira? Who's the Bible? On a Naira by Hafaras Nadarim. So the Gemara is going to say in Dalet Amud Aleph, Nara Amurasa Uviya Ubaila Mefir Nidareha, that both of them together are Mefir Nidareha. That means by Hafaras Nidareha, even though it's true the father has a certain kayach, but he doesn't have the complete kayach. He has, it's Uviya Ubaila Mefir Nidareha, it's the two of them together that are Mefir Nidareha. Mimela. Once I'm learning Hafaras Nadarim out of this pasuk, out of the pasuk in the Rabbi Savia, that she's in her father's house, Atznara, Hafaras Nadarim. So I'm only learning that the father also has a kayach. Not that he has the total kayach, but that the father also has a kayach together with the husband. The father also has a kayach together with the husband. That's what I'm learning out of this pasuk with the Rabbi Savia. So now it changed from before. When the first step in the Rabbi Savia, Kol Shvach Nura Elavia, I was saying that everything goes to the father. Now we're saying, no, it's talking about Faras Nadarim. In the Rabbi Savia, she's in Beis Savia too. She's also in Beis Savia. Partially in Beis Savia, partially in Beis Bible. So the Gemara says, Deilif Nineh. Let's learn Kiddushin from Nadarim. That just like by Nadarim, she's Bebei Savia. By Kiddushin, she's also Bebei Savia. It's a fine limud, just like Hafaras Nadarim, she's Beis Avia, even though her husband shares, but when she goes to be Mekabel Kedushin, she's not married yet. So we're learning out b'beis aviyah that by kedushin she's b'beis aviyah. That's fine. The kasha is on Rafuna Mirad. Why doesn't he learn ma'isi adah out of hafaras nedarim too? Why do you need a pasuk? Look at Yeshua, very good. Because once this pasuk is talking about hafaras nedarim, it says the father has a partial chelik in her. So if I'm going to learn ma'isi adah from hafaras nedarim, I'll only be able to learn out that the father has a partial chelik in ma'isi adah. So memela, I need a pasuk of the chiyimkar to say, no, the father has a full chelik in ma'isi adah lavia. So Rav Huna Merav has a very good pasuk, chiyimkar ish, which is telling you that on a naira the father has the full kaya. You can't ask neilif. Let's learn it from hafaras nedarim. The first nedarim, the father only has a partial chelik. So Mimela, the kasha is for answer. In the beginning of the Gemara, where the pasuk is not talking about hafaras nedarim, and the Gemara wants to learn ma'isi adah, the kol shvach nedarav via shver. Why does Rav Huna Merav need a pasuk? But now that the Torah, that the Gemara was mechadish, that we learn hafaras nedarim from there, which means only learning out a partial ownership of the father. So now it's not shver Rav Huna Merav. Why do you need a pasuk? You do need a pasuk. Because if you would learn hafaras nedarim, you would only learn that the father has a partial ownership of it. And now that you're learning it out, and now you need a pasuk of Kiyim Karish Espite Lama to say that the father has a full chelik in Ma'isi Adah. So this is the way Pnei Yeshua is saying. Yeah. Who would I think shares it with the father? What does Pnei Yeshua mean? Who would I think shares it with the father? Stum, he means Hayanara Hamurasa. I would think the husband shares it with the father. Hayanara Hamurasa. Now, I'm not sure if the husband should share it. The husband has no right to ma'isi adah. Okay, it doesn't make sense the husband would share it. Zelamayim means that she herself would share it. Not sure. What? Because if we learn from Faras Nadarim,
it's not the same thing. Really shared
in ownership. If I learn from Faras Nadarim, I would say, just like Faras Nadarim, she's partially in her father's bias, beis aviyah partially. Same thing in ma'isi adah, she's partially in beis aviyah. Question is, who would get the other part? By first nedarim, the husband has a shaychus. By ma'isi adayim, it doesn't make sense the husband should have a shaychus. Because the husband never gets ma'isi adayim of his wife before nisuin. So it must be that she would have a chelik. She would have beis aviyah, and her would share. That's what it means. Okay, this l'chayr, that's what it means. That if you would learn it from there, it would be, if you learn it from a first to Dharma, it would be partially the father's, partially hers. So Yankee's asking, if so, maybe follow till here before it gets more complicated. Okay? Before the question, I mean, what Yeshua is saying, l'chayr is a go'at to take. That before we had our first to Dharma, kol shvach nu'rea means totally. Anything you learn out from it is also totally. Once we say hafaras nedarim, which is beis aviyah partially, so now it's not shrei Rav Huna Merav that we should learn it out from hafaras nedarim, because Rav Huna Merav wants to say that ma'isi adayim goes totally to the father. So it's very good that he needs a pasuk. He can't learn out of hafaras nedarim. So that the kud of the teretz is very clear. The way it plays out is a little bit of a problem. Not totally a problem, partially a problem. Why? Because what's the Pnei Yeshua say? That if the first Nedarim, whatever you learn from here, you can only see it goes partially to the Father. So first Nedarim is only partially. So then the question is, according to Pnei Yeshua, the Nelef Minei, we're going to learn Kedushin out of first Nedarim, but first Nedarim is only partially the fathers, and Kedusha we're trying to say is totally the fathers. So how the same reason the Yeshua is saying you can't learn Ma'isi Adayim out of Hafaras Nedarim because you wouldn't know it's totally hers. Chayr Yeshua is a problem because I wouldn't know that Kedushin is totally the father's, because the same thing, maybe it's only partially the father's, maybe it's partially hers. The problem with Pnei Yeshua. Now, according to the way Rashi learns the sugi, it's not much of a problem, because the kasha emel adida is a kasha, maybe she should get it totally. No, so it's not shver. Right? If you learn from a first of Dar, you see she doesn't get it totally. Still, the emel adida is still going to have a mina. I mean, the nevel from mina, the kasha nevel from mina is still going to have a kasha. Because the have a mina was the woman has it totally. The shitema nevel from mina, you learn from a first of Dar and taka that at least. The father, maybe the Gemara meant the father has a partial chayt, like you should learn from Faras Nadar. Where it says, Mani Misur La Yafina. You can't learn that out. So maybe it's not so shver. The Havamid attack, it would have been partial. Al Kaponim, this is the Mahalach here. Anyway, the Gemara answers, Mimayna Meisura. What does that mean? What does Mamayna Misura Layalfinan mean? Does it just mean one is apples, one is oranges? You can't compare two things that are no shaykhs to each other. Mamayna Misura Layalfinan, I guess that's Pashup Chat. That you can't compare Mamayna and Isser. Mamayna is one thing, and Isser is another thing. And you can't learn two things that have no shaykhs to each other, one from the other. According to the way we were talking yesterday, it's a little more lundish. Just because the father has a kayach in Dine Isser on his daughter, you can't learn that he has bailus on her because of that. If you're learning that the father gets the money because he has a bailus on her ishus, you can't learn that he has bailus on her just because he can affect Isser for her. That you can't learn now. So I'm saying it's a little more of a hezber in the chat. We'll see later why this is important. Maybe you should learn out of knas. What is knas? The halacha is that if somebody is ma'anes a woman, a mafata, a woman, the father, if she's an adult, she gets the knas. If she's a kind of a naira, it goes to the father. So, Zakti Gemara, Nelef Miknasa. Let's say, just like the father gets the knas, the father should get the kesef kedushin. And for the Gemara, Mamayna Miknasa, Layalfina. Now, why can't you compare Mamin and knas? It's already very similar. Mamin is that he owns her for Mamin is, and knas is also a type of Mamin. Where it says Mamayna Miknasa, Layalfina. That still is two different things. But Mamin is a Svara, Knas is Xeris HaKasim, so you can't learn Mamin from Knas. Chitei Menelof from Baishas HaPagam. What's Baishas HaPagam? Baishas HaPagam is when a person is Ma'anes, a woman, he has to pay three things. He has to pay her the Xeris HaKasim, the Knas. Plus, Baishas, just like if you slap a person in the street, you have to pay Baishas. So if he's Ma'anes her, he also Mevayish her, he also has to pay Baishas. Pgam is like Nezek. He caused her to have a loss in her value. Whatever value a woman who is somebody who's Mizana with has in the market is less attractive than someone who no one was Mizana with. So that's Baishas Upgam. Now that's not Knas, that's Mamet. So, Nelef and Baishas Upgam. And the Gemara, Shani Baishas Upgam, the Avu Ashayach Begavai. You can't learn from Baishas Upgam because Baishas Upgam is something that Avu HaShayach HaGavayu, a father has a Shaykhis to, and Mimela, if the father has a Shaykhis to Baishas Supagam, what does it mean the father has a Shaykhis? So Rashi learns that he has a Shaykhis because Yesh B'yode L'Vaisha U'L'Paigla. See what that means? Because it's biyada levaisha lepaygma. What does that mean? It means allowed to be levaisha's daughter. The pushata. Don't you hear me until I do that, in fact? It's not even Vaish's daughter. Huh? You can marry her off. You, Mar says, shouldn't. He's allowed to. If there's a need, he's allowed to. But it deterred Terez and Asa being revived somebody. What does it mean? What is Rashi saying? That if he wants, he could marry her off. Pagam is easy to understand. But what is Pagam? That he marries her off. And once he marries her off, he can marry off the Bindufa Lomo Fishchim. So her value goes down. Okay. which sister is that? Causing someone to be worth less. Is there an Avera causing someone to be worth less?
Damage.
Damage. So what's the heter to damage his daughter? Damage goes with marriage.
No,
but not to Menuchah Lomo Fishchim.
No, I'm saying that every married person is worth less.
That's true.
And start giving the right to marry the daughter.
So when Rashi says Menuchah Lomo Fishchim, he just means it for Baishas, but Pagam is any time she gets married. No, we're saying, why does he get the Baishas? Because it's biyadai to be Mevayishar. He's allowed to be Mevayishar by making a wedding to someone who is a Bushafa to be married to. So Pagam is supposed to be married to a regular person. Alright, so we're going to say that for some reason the person is not allowed to marry off his daughter to someone who is Mazik, so you could say that that's what we're saying, that maybe it means it's always Pagam to marry her off.
So the fact that
yes, it's a bigger Pagam. Okay, it's true, what you're saying is true. The question is if you have to come on to that. Or for Baishas, for Pagam, you could even be without Mendova Mukashkin, you only Mendova Mukashkin for the Baishas part. Rashi's Lashon is not clear one way or the other. But the Baishas is L'chayri for sure, is that Mendova Mukashkin. Alright, I think it depended, yeah. So biyadi doesn't mean he's allowed to.
But if he did,
so if it's not biyadi, then why does he get the money of Baishas? If it's not biyadi levaisha, so why does he get the money of the Baishas? You say he gets the money of the Baishas because of the fact that Ibai must love in the Lokashim. In other words, if you say he's allowed to do al-Khatkhila, say understand. I understand 100% the logic, just because you could embarrass someone. All right, but they can at least see the logic. He's allowed to be Mavaish, so maybe he gets the money. But if the pshat is that he's not allowed to, just if he does it, it's ta'al. So what does that mean? He's the owner of the Baishas. He's the owner of the Baishas. Not do it, hard to understand. I think he's allowed to do it. A man's allowed to be Mevaish. Some people think a man's allowed to be Mevaish as kids. His kids belong to him. So you're allowed to be Mevaish, your children. There's no such halacha. No difference between a father and anybody else being Mevaish, your kid. Even if the kid did something wrong, there's no chilek. Father doesn't own his kid. Father allowed to slap his kid more than anybody else? Mm-hmm. Still not. You know. Allowed to slap a child for chinuch if it helps. Still anybody could slap a father. Just read. Why is the father allowed to? So someone, if someone else does it for chinuch, it's not the same thing. So it's the same thing, no? Okay, let's not dig up your childhood complaints. Let's getting back here to Precious of Pagan. I understand it's hard to say that he's allowed to be with Aisha. Chaim declares the dinner Precious of Pagan. What the pshat the father getting vayishes of Pagan is, whether the pshat is that the father is the bailim on the vayishes of Pagan, father owns the vayishes of Pagan of his daughter, so if someone is plaguing his daughter, it's like taking something of his, so mimela he's owed money, he's a bailim, so mimela he's owed money. In other words, the Baishav Gavna's daughter belongs to him, just like his merchandise in his house belongs to him, his car belongs to him. So the Torah gave a father the ownership of the Baishav Gavna of his daughter. Just like he may own the Ishus of his daughter, we said yesterday. So he owns the Baishav Gavna of his daughter. So it's his. And if somebody takes the Baishav Gavna, Muslim and the Vilma Kishchen, means he owns it. He buys Muslim Hashem means he owns it, so he owns it. So then the pshat is if someone else does it, so someone else has to reimburse him. Or is the pshat that the daughter is entitled to the money of Baishas of Gam? Just is a din of Kol Shvach Nurel Aviyah. Just like if she makes money, she gets the money, she gives it to the father. So the same thing, really she's the one who has a tfiyah on the, she's the one who has a tfiyah on the Baish of Gam. Someone's with Aisha. So she has a time. Now, once she gets the money, says Shvach Nureah, so it goes to her father. How does Baish of Gam work? It would be Nafkamina. There's a din in Bezdin that the Teveya has to be in Bezdin. You have a din Taira, the Teveya has to show up in Bezdin. We can give a harshah to someone, but the Teveya must be in Bezdin. So who's the Teveya in this din Taira? Is the Teveya the father? He has to be in Bezdin. Or is the Teveya the daughter and she has to be in Bezdin? Who's the Teveya? The Naira or the Aviyah? If you learn that the father owns the Baish Subgam of his daughter, and Mimele is entitled to be paid because something was taken away from him, so then it's the father that has to be in Bezdin, he's the Teveya. However, if you learn that it's the daughter who has to be, the daughter is Teveya, just after his halach, he gives it to the father, then the daughter is the one that has to be in bed. She has a teveya. This would be enough to me. So the stifler in Masechtas Ksuv, Simin Mem Gimel, brings, I think this is also part of what's B'Shem Reb Chaim, is that it's a machlaikis the Rambam and the Ravid. Reb Chaim learns it into a machlaikis the Rambam and the Ravid. The Rambam in Perek Beis Halacha Yud Gimel of Hilchis Nara Hamurasa, at the end of Seder Nashim in the Rambam, at the end of the Chelik Nashim, this small section called Hilchis Nara Hamurasa, and there in Perek Beis Halacha Yud Gimel, the Rambam has the following shaila: a woman is Teveya. Whoever is the Teveya, I mean, someone's the Teveya man that you amanis me. She claims that you amanis me. And immediately you have to pay me Knas Baishas of Gam. He says, I wasn't amanis you, I was Mefata you. It was Peter, you agreed to it. And he is that you agreed to it willingly. So I taka owe you some money. There's a knas on a mafata too. But the baishas, what baishas? You did it willingly. You did it happily. There's no busha. You don't have any busha. So the Rambam says this is a case of maida b'miktas. So maida b'miktas. She's teveya the knas loishes of the gal. He's tiny. That he doesn't have to pay baishas. There was no busha. She did it willingly. So that's a case, a regular case of maida b'miktas. So he has to swear she was maida b'miktas in order to patter himself from her tefillah. That's the psakara. The Ravid is Magia. The Ravid says it's not a maida b'miktas. The Ravid says ain kan teveya. It's not true. There's no teveya here. What does it mean, there's no teveya here? What is the Ravid mean? So Rav Chaim is Masber that they're arguing in Achakir. How so? You figure it out? If you hold that the father is the teveya, then what? You hold the father is the teveya. So it's not a maida b'miktas. The father can't say, the father doesn't know what happened. The father can't taina anasta esbiti. He could say, he could come to him and say anasta esbiti, but he doesn't know for sure. The father is the teveya. He's maida patisias bitsa. So then there's no maida b'miktas. The Ravid holds that the father is the bailin on the daughter. So who's the teveya on death? The father. The father's a teveya, so the Rambam says, ain't kan teveya. The Ravid rather says, ain't kan teveya. There's no teveya. Maida b'miktas means that the teveya knows for sure. What does the Rambam hold? The Rambam taka holds that she's the teveya, that she's the one who gets the money. Memele, the Shvach Neurim, is shayach afterwards to the father. So, Mechaira, this machlokes Rambam and Ravid is mamish that machlokes. There's a second machlokes Rambam and Ravid, which fits the Shitasa. The second machlokes has to do with a father who's mafkir his daughter of his nus. The father is a warped person, and he wants his daughter to be mizana. So he gives somebody permission to be mizana with his daughter. The man is his daughter. Now, after the person is manis the daughter comes and she says, "You're manis me. You have to pay." Is there a chiyuv of tashlumin? So how should it work out? So it's the Rambam and the Ravid. Who holds what? What the Rambam should hold? The what? The Rambam holds that who's the Teveya? She's the Teveya. The Rambam says the way that makes us. That means the Rambam holds that she's the Teveya. So since the Rambam holds she's the Teveya, Taka, the Rambam says that you have to pay. That this is Chiv Tashlum. The Ravid is Magia on this Rambam too. He says, Ha Asumi Daita. He says, why do you have to pay? Ha Asumi Daita. He gave her shus. And Yapata, why does the Ravid hold Yapata? Because the Ravid is saying that that the father's the Teveya. The father's the Teveya. He gave her shus. So what Teveya does he have? He was, when he gave her shus, he was obviously Michael the Teveya, the Taina. There's no Taina. If I give you a shus, the father owns it, and he gave someone permission. So he gave someone permission. Then it's, it should be Potter. So it fits nicely in both cases, the Smachlaikas, the Ram, the Rider, that they argue with this Nakuda.
The father gave them the
okay. What? When he should get paid. Pagam, he doesn't get paid. He does not get paid. He marries with his daughter, the woman looks thin, why doesn't he get money from her? No, Ibai Masallah just means he could cause her to become a voyage, to become Mufgan. Not that he gets paid. What?
What happened with no father?
So any assignment, so that goes to her. What
case you
go to?
Stun.
I don't know, we have to look in halacha. I don't think so, but if we have to go to halacha. Now, Rav Chaim points out that this limud is really the way that it's really a kesef mishnah. Kesef mishnah learns the machlokes. The kesef mishnah to explain the Rambam. Again, the Rambam holds that she's a teveya. So the kesef mishnah just brings to explain the Rambam. He says the mishnah k'subis in the fourth parak says omda b'din. Says a lashon of Umda Bidin, that she has to go to Bezim, in the case of Manas and Mephatim, Bayanaram. It says, Umda Bidin. What does Kesef Mishnah mean? So the Kesef Mishnah means, because that was our Nafkanina, that if you hold she's the Teveya, she has to go to Bezim. Umda Bidin, she has to go to Bezim. So the Kesef Mishnah says, what's the Makar of the Rambam? That the Rambam says, that she's a Teveya. What's his Raya? Maybe the Ravid is right. Maybe the father's a Teveya. So Reb Chaim learns into the Rambam. The Rambam means Om Davidin. The Rambam means. And learn to learn it from the Mishnah. The Mishnah says Om Davidin. She has to be in Bez. Now if you hold the father's a Teveya, then she doesn't have to be in Bez. Only the father has to be in Bez. So from Om Davidin, that's Pshat in the Rambam that holds that she's a Teveya, which is. Because the Mishnah is really learning into the Rambam, or the way Reb Chaim is learning up this whole machlokes. So we have two ways to learn: either the Bailim, the father's the Bailim, on the Baishzup Gam, which is the Rambam's mahalach, which is the Ravid's mahalach, or the daughter is the Bailim; she gets the money, mainly she gives it to the father. This sugya this Agamara is more readily understandable according to him. This concept that Rashi brings in Boy Masala Minovel Mukashvin. This explanation of Ibai Muslim Lubul Mukashvin is more understandable, like the Ravid. Why? According to the Ravid, it's really very good. Ibai Muslim Lubul Mukashvin shows us that he's the Bailim on the Baishul Pagan. Memela shows us he's the Bailim on the Baishul Pagan, so Memela he gets the money. He's not allowed to do it. It'd be mivayisha. So maybe he's not allowed to do it because he's mivayisha. Well, the ma'aser he does it is chal. That means that he has the bailus. He has the technical ability to do it. All right. Maybe Alfina mivayisha's daughter. He's not supposed to do it. But we're not trying to show that he could do it b'payim. We're just trying to show that he's a bailim on it. That he's a balabas. He is a balabas, and he does it as chal. So he is a balabas. So according to the Ravids, it's much more easily understood, the Gemara Svara. I guess according to the Rambam, you have to know the Gemara of the Rambam too. But like the Ravid, it's much more geshmak that the father is the Bailim. Yiboy Maslam Dovu Vishchin makes that he's the Bailim of Baishu Pagam, which is what the Gemara is saying. So the Gemara says, Shani Baishu Pagam, Davu Ashayach Begavayu. Taisvis the Ema Hani Milikitana. Taisvis asks that we should learn Kiddushin from the fact that the father could sell her. Taisvis in the fourth line. In Taima Halakhtana Leisakra. Why do I need a pasuk? For ketana, the hashas bune ma'azbun la kesek kedushin mivay. It's a svara. Hashas bune ma'he could sell her to be an amavriya. So So Koshkei, you can marry a Rof. What does that mean? That means, I guess it's more, we sold this at Amma, every, you're surrendering more. Mamish and Amma. You get married, at least, you know, when a woman gets married, she's Meshabbat herself, she gets Shibud. So Taisa is saying, it's a Kavu Chayimah. Madach you could sell. So when you ask in law, Madach you could sell her. So Koshkei, you can marry her off and get the Kedushin money. And Taisa says, if you're going to time it, it's not a good Kavu Chayimah. Kagab Namrina Gabi Maisi Adel. We say Madach, he could sell her for an Amavriya. Certainly he gets Maisi Adel. So we say this type of Kavu Chayimah. So just like we say this type of Kavu Chayimah during Subis, that we make again, what's a Kavu Chayimah? Madach, he could sell her. Zichri, he gets Maisi Adel. So the same thing here. Madach, he could sell her. Zichr, he gets Kesef Kedusha. This is Taisa's cash. Okay, I'm very glad to. Chayru, we can answer the kasha. That's not a kavah chayimah. If he sells her, for how long is she sold? For 6 years, or yovel, or until she gets imon. Whatever it is, not more than 6 years. If he marries her off, for how long is she married off? Until she gets a get, and he says, Abal. There's no meaning, right? So what kind of Kavu Chayimah is this? What's a Kavu Chayimah? Madach, you could sell her for an Amavriya, Zichri, you can marry her off. What do you mean? When he sells her for an Amavriya, it's a temporary state. And when he marries her off, it's forever. It's until the Mises Abal will get. It's more than just 6 years. So what kind of Kavu Chayimah is it? Madach, you could sell her, Zichri. So Taisus and Subis actually says this. The answer Taisus Kasha. That's not a Kavu Chayimah for this reason. But the question is, why are Taisus is not happy with that Teretz? Why? What's Taisus like the Teretz? So in the Brichas Avraham, he brings a briskerev to be mazed with this. Now this is a very big chiddush that the Brisker Rav says. And hopefully this year we're going to get to the sugya of Eved Ivri, which is on later in the parak of Daf Tesvav. But I'll tell you what the Brisker Rav says. The Brisker Rav is printed in the Grizal HaTorah. He's quoting it from the Grizal HaTorah, I believe, it's in Parshas Mishpatim. And the Brichas Avraham brings it to explain this. The Brisker Rav is Mechadesh, that when you sell an Eved Ivri, he's sold forever. There's a Yetziah. If Yovel will come, he goes out. If Yovel doesn't come, this man said there's no Yovel, he doesn't go out. Sheishanim, the same thing. If the seventh year will come, he'll go out. If the seventh year doesn't come, he doesn't go out. Very dachistic, he says that when you sell an Eved, you sell the Eved forever. An Eved is an Eved, it's a different person. He becomes an Eved. The Eved is forever an Eved. There's a din that an Eved goes out with Sheish and with Yovel, and Shein Ba'ayin and Giroin Kesef. There are different ways he could go out. But they're all Yetzias.
I have a question about the Giroin Kesef. It's supposed to be about 8 years.
Good question. Maybe it's exerts a kasa here on kasa. You make the Torah says make the chesed. That's why you need the fossil. Lamaisi, you know he's going to go out after 6 years. But in theory, he's an eved for always. And he says it's really the pasuk. The pasuk says sheish shanim yavoi uvashviyas yaitzei achav shichim. So Brisker Rav says, what do you mean? You should just say Sheishan Yavai. If you get sold for an Eved, you work 6 years. If you only work 6 years, so Mamela, the 7th year not an Eved. He says, no. I mean, you're an Eved forever. Sheishan Yavai, Uva Shvius Yetze. It's Yetziah called Shvius. It's Yetziah, it's called Shvius. But calls a man, you're not holding there, you're an Eved for always. The 7th year, you go out. Any Nafkamina, you can come up with in this very dark and good. Yeah. It's manas, but there's a yitzi of sheish with manas. Yovel, that doesn't apply to manas, but the yitzi of sheish applies. So, what would be a nafkamina? It's very hard to come up with a nafkamina, no? And what happens if in the sixth year, the Eved goes over to someone, and he says, if you pay me up front, you pay me $1 million today, I'll work for you for 3 years. He gets $1 million now, for the 3 years of work. So does the whole million go to the Yadai? Pretty brisker, Rav, it certainly goes to the Yadai. Because right now, he's initially to work for always. So the Yitzhak. Not for the brisker, Rav, the higher I would say, it's an afternoon. Huh? Huh? Which way? Let's say the sixth year, he goes, you know, they sign kind of, both players sign contracts, they get money up front, right? He signs a contract that will work for 3 years. He's still in Evan. And he says, how does he sign the contract to me without the other? I'll figure out how that finishes. He signs a contract for 3 years, he's going to work. For the sixth year, the says he's going to work for Toshin Samad Gimel, Toshin Samad Daos, those are the hay. And he gets, on the Tanai, then he gets paid now. And then nobody's going to work for 3 years. No, including 1 year of Abdus, plus 2 years of Tayrus, he's going to work for this person. He's Meshav and stuff, he's getting paid up front. So it's got to be the other lesson. I don't know. Would that be an Afkamina that Udi Dan, Tashtas, he has to split the money. 1 year is his, 2 years are the other. And 1 year is the other, 2 years are his. What? He's paid it right away. He should go to the other no matter what. If he's getting the money now, no matter what, it should go to the other. Now, I'll tell you the Briskerov Nafkamina. Briskerov does say one Nafkamina. Gabe Hanoka. What is Hanoka? There's a Xeris HaKosuv that when an Eved goes out, you have to give him a gift. You have to give him a gift when he goes out. The Chinuch says that this is a Makar in the Torah, that you should give tips to people. To a person, Tami HaMitzvah, he says, that people should be generous with their money to someone who works for them. So that's Xeris HaKosuv, Xeris HaKosuv. That an Eved Hanik Tanik, well, you must give him Hanukkah, and it's a pretty significant Hanukkah we'll have later in the parak. You have to give him quite a bit of money as a gift when he goes out. Gemara says that if the Eved buys himself out, Yeroyan Kesef, if he buys himself out, you don't have to give him a Hanukkah. Why? Because the Odin, it's not Mimcha. The Torah says Hanik Tanik, loy. When he goes out, Mimcha, that's the Lashon HaTorah, I don't remember. It says, Mimcha from you, he has got from you. So the Gemara darshins, if you're giving him the Yitziah, so then you give him Hanukkah. If you're on Kesef, that's right, he's playing the Yitziah, so you don't have to give a Hanukkah. So to Briskerav, by Sheish Shanin, you do give a Hanukkah. Why? Because it's Mimcha, it's a Yitziah, you free him after the 6 years. If you learn that originally he's only Meshuggah to work for 6 years, so that's not a Yitziah in the seventh year. The contract ran up. You'd be putted for Manukkah. But Heyais, that it's a Yitziah, he's Yitziah Mimcha. Therefore, there is a Chi of Manukkah. Because it's Yitziah Meim Chai, it's Yitziah, he goes out, he's yours, and you have to free him. This is all what the Brisker Rav is learning in this Likud. The Mela comes out, back to us, what were we talking about? We were talking about an Amavriya. He said, make a Kavachayma. Ma'adosh, you can sell it for Amavriya, you can take a Maria Roa. We had a kasha, that was a kabbalah. We sell it for amavriya, what is it? Sell it for amavriya, it's temporary. It's only for 6 years. So I came from the Kedushin, which is forever. So he says, Lefizeh, it's very good. So you sell it for an amar v'riya in practical terms, it's only for 6 years. But in the lumdis of the mechira, it's a mechira forever. And I know, the words sound funny. It doesn't mean it's a mechira forever, even though she's going on 6 years. But it means she's totally sold. It's a sale of gamri. It's a sale of gamri. Later, there'll be a chiddush of the yitziyah of seventh year, simanim, whatever it is. But the mechira is a full mechira. That's what this Rav is saying. It's a complete mechira. If it's a complete mechira, it's the same thing with kedushin. Kedushin, it may also happen that the husband will die and it won't be forever. Or she'll get a get, it won't be forever. But the maisa kedushin is a maisa forever. So you could learn it from Amavriya. Just like Amavriya, the etza mechira is forever. It could be there'll be yitzias. Certainly there'll be yitzias. But the maisa and the mechira is a complete mechira. Same about kedushin. You can learn the kabbalah from there to there because they're similar. They're both b'shas maisa. It's a mechira for always. It's a kedushin for always. Things could happen to be mefkid. It happens to be that by Amavriya we know it's going to happen, and by Isha we don't know. But lemaisa, the etza mechira is a similar mechira. This is the way he explains Tosfos. Okay. So we have a Mechudish Tikkur of Chaim and a Mechudish Tikkur of Rizkir Rav.
But when you have enough, you would say that only
when you don't have enough, only beg your own test.
Then would you have enough?
You would?
Yeah.
You would have enough to be every other Yitzhiya. No, if the other frees him by Yaival, the other frees him by Sheish, it's yet to be in the
Chav. Sheish
No, I'm saying no, but it's like the tzad. That's the risk of timing. You say the contract's up, so you would never, there would be no hanok in that case. So when would there be? So it would be a kashrut. But lemaisa the teres b'chayshu is hanok. So we see that the Torah understands that it's yitzia mincha. It's yitzia mei yimcha. All right. Gemara says, "Vayitel like the marav v'halay danya hayitziyah lahayitziyah. Hasav nafka la mishas adin legamri. V'hacha akati mechasa mesiru. What does it mean? We're going back now to the pasuk v'yatzachina main kasev. Ein kesef ladin zev yesh kasef ladin achre. We're saying misvara it applies to eris. Misvara it applies. So frek the gemara, but it's not similar. Hasam nafkalam ishasadin legamri, the yatzachinam is a complete yitziyah. Hacha kati mechasra mesira lechupa. By erisin, it's only a partial hafkah. So, Gemara about first nadarmi and nafkalam ishusay. There is an inyan of going out mishusay legamri, that na nara marasa via baila mefir in the darel. Okay, just to review. Yesterday's Rabbi Kiva Eger. Kiva Eger is really going on the Maskanas HaGemara. Gemara ends up, Yitzhiya the Kabasaka Mamayit, Davi Yatzachinam and Kasef teaches us that Kedushin, Kesef Kedushin goes to the Father. That's the Maskan. Kesef Kedushin goes to the Father. So the Kasha was, if the Kesef Kedushin goes to the Father, how do you know that the Father is the one that's Mekabel Kedushin? Maybe the money goes to the daughter, and the daughter gives it to the Father. How do you know in Kedushin that the money goes straight to the Father? That was Taisus Kashim Subs. That was the Maskana of the Gemara is a Kesef that the Father gets the money. So Frek Taisus, that's very good. It says the Father gets the money. But it doesn't teach us that the Father is the one who accepts the Bishas Naisa. Maybe Bishas, you accept it, you need that the daughter should accept it. And then the daughter gives it to the Father. How do you know? This is Tosfos Kashrut Sukkos. So Tosfos had a Teretz that I spoke out yesterday, and Rabbi Kiva Eger had a Kasha on Tosfos Teretz, which also we spoke out yesterday, and it's all here in the Rabbi Kiva Eger on our Sugya. In the Chiddush of Rabbi Kiva Eger, our Gemara. What I'd like to hear today is Rabbi Kiva Eger's teretz to Tosfos Kashya. Again, there are two dinim by Kedushin. One, who accepts the Kedushin, and two, who keeps the money. The whole kasha is that in the maskana we only know the father keeps the money. How do we know that the kedushin goes, that who accepts the kedushin b'shas maisha? Maybe it's the daughter. How do you know? How do you know it's the father that accepts it? Maybe the daughter accepts it. Kiveger says gavaldik. So it's a kiveger. The question of who gets the money is dinei motherless. That goes to the father. The question of who has to accept the money, to who the maisa kedushin has to be to whom, that's dinei iser. That's not dinei motherless. That's dinei iser. In other words, to make a woman a nara, an eshes ish, who does the husband have to give the money to? Does the husband give it to the woman to make the woman an eshes ish? Or does the husband give it to the father to make the woman an eshes ish? The money sichah belongs to the father. That we learn from Ein Kesef Lo Zavi Esh Kesef Lo Nach. The question is only who accepts it. So to the kiveiger, that's dinei iser. That which is dinei iser, that we could learn out of Hafaras Nedarim. We only said you can't learn Kedushin from Hafaras Nedarim because Mamayna Me'isura Ala Yafinim. You can't learn Mamet from Isser. You're right, you can't learn Mamet from Isser. But once I now have a Pasuk for the Dine Mamet, that the Mamet is the Kedinim, or go to the Father from a different Pasuk, now my only Shaila I'm left with is Dine Isser, who's the one that's Makabal Kedushin, that's a Shaila Dine Kedushin. Now we can learn that from Hafaras Nedarim, which is which Pasuk? Which pasuk is that? Binurebe Savia Shvach Nurela Avia. So now I can tackle learn it from that pasuk. So Lamaisa, the Maskana Sasug is, we have two limudim. How do you know that Kesef Kedushin goes to the father? So the fact that father owns it, I have from what? From Yatsachina Mein Kasef. In Kesef Lo Zavia, Kesef Lo Nach, and the father keeps the money. The fact that the father is the Makabal Kedushin, B'shas Maisa. How do I know that? That's Dinei Yisr. That I know from B'nurah Be'Saviya, Koshvach Nurah, Lo'adiyya. So in the Maskanas of Rabbi Kiveger, we have two Pesukim Takim. In the Kuntru Se Shiurim, yes? Yes, it says. The Kuntzei Shiurim, he says, I mentioned to you that Rashi, in other places in Shas, brings down the drasha of Binurah Be'Saviya, Koshvach Nurah Lo'adiyya, Kilu it's the Maskana. Kilu it's the Maskana Sasugya. It's not the Maskana, it's only Hafaras Nedarim. In the Kuntzei Shiurim, he says that Lefidus Rabbi Kiveger, it's funny, he doesn't quote Rabbi Kiveger by name, he just says, speaks out the same thing Rabbi Kiveger says. He says, Lefi Zeh, it's good that in the Maskana we do Darshan Binurel Be'Saviya Kol Shvach Nurel Aviya. We don't learn it for the moment. For the moment aspect, we need a different pasuk. Either the pasuk of Ekes Olam Zeh or Kiyum Kershis Bitei Lama. But Lamaisa, whenever the Adina Yisr, the Dina Yisr, we still learn from it. So by Kedushin that the father is Makabal, we still learn from here. Okay, but Maisiyah there, how are the Dina Yisr? So he explains that. It's just that I wanted to explain our regular Achas. He explains how they are Dina Yisr, and then maybe this time tomorrow we'll still touch on it. Now tomorrow is a very Gishmaka Nidai on Tosfos Zera Apostle. It's an interesting thing. The whole issue, it's really a Zaitik issue, but it's Gishmak. And the whole issue of test tube babies and who's the father, and the baby is conceived in a test tube, which is not a new shaila. It's already brought down. Paiskin from Shmuel and Shmuel Melech talk about it. They bring from Tosfos Zera Apostle the Igros Moshe. I think it's Eben Ezra Chela Gimel, Tshuva Yud Aleph. Bring a very nice rayo, a makar, a kasha from this Tosfos. So, mitzvah Hashem for tomorrow, try to finish the Gemara down to the two dots. And try to look up this thing. If you want to know what the Mishnah Melech is, Beishmuel, or Moshe, I believe the Tshuva quotes all of them, you'll be able to get into this thing.